Money Roots is made possible by the support of our sponsor, Rooted Planning Group. Are you ready to take control of your financial future? Look no further than Rooted Planning Group, your trusted partner in financial well-being. At www.rootedpg.com, you'll discover a wealth of resources and expertise to help you thrive financially. Rooted Planning Group specializes in personalized financial planning, investment management, and retirement strategies. They understand that every financial journey is unique, and they're here to guide you every step of the way. With a team of experienced advisors, Rooted Planning Group is committed to helping you cultivate a secure and prosperous future. Visit www.rootedpg.com today to learn more about how Rooted Planning Group can help you grow your money roots. Welcome to Money Roots, the podcast where personal finance gets personal. Each week, Amy and her guests dig deep into the world of finance, making it more approachable and understandable for everyone, no matter where you are on your financial journey. From savings and investments to budgeting and planning, we'll bring you practical advice, inspiring stories, and expert insights. We believe that everyone has the potential to grow a healthy financial future, and we're here to help you nurture it. So whether you're a financial guru or just starting to plant the seeds of your financial knowledge, this is the place for you. Get ready to uncover the tools and strategies that can help you thrive financially. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode of Money Roots.
Hey, podcast listeners. Welcome to another episode of Money Roots. This is Carrie Bain, one of the certified financial planners and the chief investment officer here at Rooted Planning Group. Today, we're going to explore a topic that's often debated, and that's the 401k loan. There are many times when getting our hands on cash can be an issue, and periodically we get the question from clients whether using a 401k loan is a good idea. And since April's been a lot about taxes, we're also going to talk about what are the tax implications of a 401k loan. So to start, let's first talk about how a 401k loan works. So unlike traditional loans, which may require a good credit score or some type of collateral, a 401k loan is usually available to anyone with a 401k account. Additionally, the application process is often simpler and quicker since you're essentially borrowing money from yourself. So this process kind of makes taking a 401k loan out, you know, maybe an advantage compared to other loans when you're in a time of need for cash. One thing to think about, though, with 401k loans is there are a lot of rules, and these rules can be employer specific. So it's really important to understand how 401k loans work, but also how your employer may have certain rules around that as well. So to start, I want to talk about some of the more common rules. And these are set by the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS. So just to give you an idea of, you know, what to think through. So number one is loan limits. The IRS sets limits on how much you can borrow from your 401k. Generally, you can borrow up to 50% of your vested account balance or $50,000, whichever is less. So for example, if you have $80,000 in your 401k, the most you could borrow would be 50% of that or $40,000, because it's whichever is less. So that's something to think about. Obviously, some plans have different limits. So if this is something you're thinking about doing, you definitely want to check with your plan administrator to find out your rules. Repayment period is the second thing we'll talk about. Typically, you're required to repay the loan within 5 years, although longer repayment periods may be allowed for loans used to purchase a primary residence. And the repayment schedule is usually set by your plan and includes regular payments of principal and interest. And typically, payments are deducted from your paycheck. But again, check with your employer for specific rules around repayment periods. But normally, again, it's usually within 5 years. The third thing to think about whether, you know, you're borrowing money from a 401k loan or a traditional loan, you always have to think about interest rates. And the interest rate on a 401k loan is often based on the prime rate plus an additional percentage as determined by your plan. So again, you know, that's something you want to check with your employer on. The prime rate changes periodically. You can, you know, Google prime rate to see what it is right now. And then your plan may add some additional percentage points on top of that. One thing to think about is, you know, one argument for this is, you know, while interest rates go, whenever you borrow the money from your 401k, the interest rate you pay does go back into your account. But it is important to remember that this interest rate is not tax deductible. So you're paying back yourself with after-tax money. So you don't really have a tax advantage. Like when you're deferring money into your 401k, there's a tax advantage because you're not being taxed on that. But when you pay it back, it's with after-tax dollars. Another thing to think about, oftentimes or sometimes, you know, there may be rules around what is the purpose of the loan. A lot of loans, employers will allow 401k loans for use of general purpose use, such as education expenses, medical bills, home repairs, things like that. However, there are some restrictions on the type of expenses which you can borrow. And I know I keep saying it, but again, if you're considering a 401k loan, definitely want to check with your employer on the rules around that. Probably the biggest thing to think about around all this is your employment status. So most of the time, you must be currently employed by the company sponsoring the 401k plan to take out a loan. The big thing to think through is if you leave your job for any reason, including retirement or termination, the outstanding balance of the loan may become due immediately, potentially subjecting it to taxes and penalties. So, you know, this is a situation that, you know, you think won't happen to you, but it might. We have seen it recently with a client or two where they had taken out a 401k loan and due to different reasons ended up leaving that job. And then that loan becomes due immediately. You know, and if you had the cash to pay it back immediately, you probably wouldn't have took out the loan in the first place. So that's definitely something you want to think about. And then thinking through if that happens, you know, what are the tax implications if you say you don't, you know, if you fail to repay the loan, you know, according to the terms outlined in your plan, it could be considered a distribution, which kind of gets into the tax implications here. So that would mean that your outstanding balance would be subject to income tax. And then if you're under the age of 59 and a half, you may also face a 10% withdrawal penalty. So that's something definitely you want to think through is that tax implication of the loan. And then while we're on the subject of tax, you know, I mentioned it earlier, you are repaying with after-tax dollars. So while you borrowed the money from your 401k and it wasn't subject to income tax, you do have to repay the loan with after-tax dollars. So this means you're essentially repaying the loan with money that's already been taxed. So definitely something to think through when you're considering the 401k loan. One kind of last item to think about are administrative fees. Some plans may charge fees for processing and maintaining the loan. You know, these fees will vary depending on the plan and are typically just deducted from your account balance. One additional issue that is, you know, especially us being financial planners is, you know, what is this? When you're pulling out the funds, they're no longer growing towards your retirement and you're missing out on that growth. So while you are repaying yourself, that money did become uninvested and, you know, you will be investing it later, but you are missing out on that growth there. So just make sure if you do take out a loan from your 401k, that's in the best interest of your long-term financial plan, and you're just not putting a Band-Aid on a short-term issue, and it's going to affect you for the long term. My advice, you know, before you take out a 401k loan is explore alternative options first. Ideally, we have an emergency fund built, or, you know, even seeking a low interest personal loan would be an option you might want to explore and see what that looks like. But either way, if you decide to take out a 401k loan, make sure you only borrow what you need and you have a solid plan in place to repay it promptly. And always talk to your financial advisor and make sure that it aligns with your long-term goals. I hope today's episode was a little bit insightful about 401k loans. If you have any questions or concerns, be sure and let us know. We'd love to get those answered for you.
You've been listening to Money Roots, your go-to podcast for making personal finance accessible and approachable. Thanks for joining us today. Amy and her guests have enjoyed guiding you through the roots of your financial journey. Remember, whether you're planting new seeds of financial knowledge or nurturing the growth of your existing financial plans, Money Roots is here to support you every step of the way. Be sure to follow them on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, and Instagram for more resources. And of course, subscribe to Money Roots wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. A big thank you to the sponsor, Rooted Planning Group, for making this show possible. At Rooted Planning Group, they're committed to helping you cultivate a thriving financial future. Until next time, keep growing your money roots.